Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the program. Now, I know that there's a lot of things going on in the world. Apparently, the United States and Israel are getting their weapons all shiny and polished up and ready to throw them at, maybe Syria. We'll see what happens. I know that that's very important. We got to stay on top of that. But this is the time of the morning where we pay attention to things that are truly important. That's right. We take a look at the entertainment news and the top of the list for this morning. Lamar Odom has been cited. That's right. Lamar Odom has been cited. Of course, he used to play ball for Los Angeles, married to one of the Kardashian creatures, has a TV show, whatever. And apparently he's been on like a drug-fueled binge for a while and
yeah.
MIA.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Cops say they pulled him over for going too slow on the road, about 50 miles an hour in the Los Angeles 101 freeway. He was driving in a, quote, serpentine manner.
Ah.
He actually passed three exits with the cops on his tail before he finally pulled over. He failed several field sobriety tests. There's no word so far on what it was that he was under the influence of. He refused all chemical tests, and therefore his license has been suspended for a year. Now, Khloe Kardashian, she's the one that looks like a Wookiee, right?
Stop it.
Huh?
Just stop it.
Khloe Kardashian tweeted, because this is the important thing to do when your husband has just been arrested for DUI and he's been missing for a while. She goes, quote, "As much as I wish I were made of steel, I'm not. I'm pretty damn close to it, though. Hee hee." And I don't throw that in for emphasis. That's actually her quote, her tweet. Hee hee. Hee hee. Yeah, I always giggle when my spouse is picked up for DUI. That's just... does that say anything to you about their mindset?
Well, come on. We know that the Kardashian girls are not the sharpest tools in the drawer, so, you know. Oh, stop it.
Now, here's something I know you're very interested in, Mr. Tom.
Yeah.
Stars that started their career, that's right, as strippers.
Was it the guy... the guy who played Magic Mike, Channing Tatum, didn't he start as a stripper?
That was basically his
life story?
Yeah, his biography about how he got started. Yeah, Channing Tatum's on the list, it's obvious. Brad Pitt.
Really?
Yeah, as a student at the University of Missouri, or Missouri if you want to put it that way, was a member of a group called the Dancing Bears. And it was B-A-R-E-S.
Nice.
Yeah, the Dancing Bears.
Worked his way through school, huh?
Apparently. Lady Gaga. There's a surprise for you, huh?
Mm.
She was stripping at the age of 18. Now, I wonder, did she walk out covered in a meat dress when she was stripping? Or, you know, wear a...
Something
like
tells me her act was probably more avant-garde than most, candies and
Cinnamons. Mercedes.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
I can just see her come out, and the guys in the audience are like, is that a wash machine on the stage? Is that she's wearing a wash machine? That's awesome. Catherine Zeta-Jones
really?
Was a stripper. She said she did it briefly and only to earn enough money for a nose job. Please. Javier Bardem said he did it once when he was 20. He was young and needed the money. So there. Speaking of Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Let me ask you this.
Yes.
If you would have been in shape to be a stripper, if you would have been buff enough to be a stripper back in the day and needed money for college and things, would you have done it?
What are you talking about? I could be a member of the Chippendales dancers right now. Didn't you see that dance off between John Candy?
Maybe the before and after, the before picture, maybe. I don't know.
What do you mean if I? No, I wouldn't have.
No?
No, I don't think so. No, no.
I mean, most of those, you know, those things, there's nothing really sexual about it. I mean, nothing happens for most of those dance troupes. It's just a way for women to let go of their inhibitions for an hour or two and throw dollar bills at the guy.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't have done that in order to pay your college tuition if you, in fact, needed the money back in the day, if you would have been in shape to do it?
No, I don't think so. However, I do know a guy that specifically dated cougars. And that's how he paid his way through college.
Ah. All right. Well, let's talk about that for a moment because, recently we've been hearing those stories about women, young women, dating older men in order to get their way paid through school.
Right.
So is there a double standard there? The guy you were talking about dating cougars in order to pay his way through school, would society have a problem with a bigger problem with that as they would with the women, the young women dating older men to have their tuition paid?
I think society as a whole looks at that, no pun intended, looks at that type of scenario as a
almost like a double standard.
They almost look at it as a win-win for both sides. You get the older cougars dating the young cubs for their entertainment.
Yeah.
You know, and so they help the guys get through college or whatever, and then you've got these old pervs dating the younger chickies to help them go to nursing school or whatever.
If the older men are pervs in your mind, does that make the older women pervs?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, you gotta throw it on both sides there. You gotta be honest on both sides. Anyway, we're talking about Catherine Zeta-Jones. Michael Douglas says, "Hey, there's no crisis in his marriage to Catherine Zeta-Jones."
Really?
Yeah, he says, "Look, yeah, sure, we're separated, but we're fine. We are fine." Michael, I don't know what you think fine is, but dude, if you and the missus are separated, things are not fine. There's a problem there. You might want to fix it. And also, remember Rocky V, the movie Rocky V that had Tommy Morrison in it?
Tommy Machine Gun.
Tommy Machine Gun Morrison has died.
Right.
Yeah, he was 44 years old. He won the WBO title from George Foreman in 1993. You know, and he didn't get his own grill after doing that.
Well, he lost his title and lost his ability to fight when he was diagnosed with HIV.
Well, apparently not. We also know him. He won the fight from Foreman in 93, but he also played Sylvester Stallone's protege in Rocky V. Morrison announced in 06 that he had tested positive for HIV. He only fought two more times after that, but he actually claimed the tests were wrong and he did not have HIV. That he stuck with till the time of his death. His wife is saying he actually had something called Guillain-Barré syndrome, which is a disorder of the nervous system. Anyway, he passed away. He was 44 years old.
And they're not saying what he passed away from as of yet. I don't know if they're going to do an autopsy or not.
They probably will, but whether or not it will be revealed, that is another thing. And last but not least, I know you're excited about this, the movie version of 50 Shades of Grey. They have cast it. Charlie Hunnam from Pacific Rim and Sons of Anarchy will play Christian, what's his name? Christian Grey, duh. He'll play Christian Grey, and Dakota Johnson, who is the daughter of Melanie Griffith and Don Johnson.
Wow.
She was recently in the film The Social Network and TV show Ben and Kate. She will play the female lead. What is her name? Anastasia Steele, I believe, is her name.
You know, I know you were gone over the weekend, so you didn't have a chance to take your daughter to the number one movie at the box office, but I'm sure you will take care of that this week.
You mean the
One Direction movie was number one at the box office?
No, it was The Butler. Hang on.
No, One Direction beat out The Butler. At least that's the word we had yesterday, unless The Butler did big business on Monday.
Yeah, The Butler topped the Labor Day weekend box office.
Well, that changed from yesterday, then.
Let's see. Lee Daniels' The Butler, $20 million, up to $79.3 million in its third week. And One Direction, This Is Us, came in at $18 million. So I guess they had a big day yesterday. They came in. It was neck and neck at the wire.
Okay.
Yeah, but The Butler, thank God.
Okay.
Well, your daughter's going to make you take her to see One Direction.
No, I am not taking her to see a One Direction movie. That's not going to happen. She's nine.
Then your wife's going to have to do it.
No, no one in my family is taking my daughter to see a One Direction movie. She's nine. That's inappropriate for her. That's not going to happen.
Those guys are pretty clean cut. This is teen pop.
I tell you what, I'll watch a couple of their videos and we'll make a determination. Okay. But she hasn't said anything about, and I don't want to foster go, oh, look, is that God, I don't want to foster that.
I recently found out I'm not a fighter. That's fun to know. I found out when I got punched in the face a lot in a row. I was like, oh, this isn't for me. You know, I'm actually going to stop doing this. As soon as he stops punching me in the face, I'm probably going to retire with an 0-1 record. Hang up the gloves. Anybody ever been beat up so well that they actually become impressed with how good the other guy is at fighting in the middle of it? I remember I swung at him and he kind of ducked and then he hit me at the same time and I was like, ouch, that was freaking cool what you just did there. Wow, teach me. I didn't do very well in the fight. I ended up with 2 black eyes, which is the maximum number. There's some guy watching the fight. He came over to break up the skirmish. He ends up beating up the other guy because he said he felt sorry for me, which makes me the only person to ever fight a guy and come in third.
The Rush Station, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.